Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representation of all ages, let me ask, what is the year of your birth?
83.
83. All right. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. Perfect. So, what is the highest level of school you completed or the highest degree you may have received?
Some college, so I guess it would be high school graduation.
Oh, all right. Are you of Hispanic, Latina, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
All right. What is your race?
Black.
All right. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Perfect. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Definitely almost certain to vote.
All right. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in the community? And if you could please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power?
5.
5? All right. Thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? And if you could please select up to 2 issues. And the list goes as criminal justice, reform/police violence, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, abortion, climate change, immigration, cost of living, inflation, student loans forgiveness, health care, racism and discrimination, Israel-Palestine conflict, or crime and violence.
It's going to be education and the cost of living.
All right. So education and cost of living. All right. Well, if I read here correctly, we don't have education option, but we do have student loans forgiveness. I don't know if you meant that one.
No, not that one. It was cost of living and something else.
I can read the list again.
Immigration. Yeah, can you? I'm sorry. Thank
you. Yeah. Yeah, totally. No worries. So the list goes criminal justice, reform/police violence, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, abortion.
Jobs and the economy. Sorry.
Jobs and the economy. All right. All right. Mm-hmm. No worries. Thank you. So now we'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 feels that you have, like, means that you have a very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 5 means that you're neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10, and depending on how you may feel. And if you don't know or if you've never heard about the people or groups, if you could please say so. So the first group is Republicans in Congress.
I forgot my options again. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. I can totally repeat them. No worries. So a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them. So it's like very positive.
Okay.
Then a 5 is neutral. So it's like you're not, like, you don't hate them, but you don't like them either. So it's like a neutral.
Okay.
And then a 0, it's very cold and unfavorable. So it's like the negative side.
Yeah. 5.
5. All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
5.
Kamala Harris.
I don't like her. So the 1.
Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know that person.
Oh, all right. No worries. What about Joe Biden?
Not a fan.
So if you could give him a rating, what rating do you think would give him?
1.
1? All right. And what about Donald Trump?
1.
1? All right. So if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you simply not vote?
Undecided.
All right. But if you had to choose, maybe, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or independent candidate?
Third party or independent.
All right. Now, if you had to choose, like you had to, for whom would you vote for in the 2024 election for president between Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Ew. I'm going to choke on a chicken bone. But probably between the two, I would have to go with Trump. Yeah.
All right. No worries. A lot of people also struggle with that question so much.
It's a crappy question.
So if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'm undecided, so.
All right. Now, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably the Democratic.
All right. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to Black people during the 2020 election, would you say he has kept all of his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept a few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Were
you serious about the choking on a chicken bone?
Yeah, I was dead ass serious.
Oh,
but I'm not
so
joking,
sorry.
Thankfully.
I thought it was a joke. Okay.
No, I was joking. Yeah, I'd rather choke on a chicken bone, but yeah, I'm sorry.
All right.
I would probably say he kept some of them.
Kept
I don't even
them.
Think some is the right word, though, because I think it was one. Like, we got free chicken sandwiches. Yay. But outside of that shit, I don't think there was. But I'll be generous. I'll say some.
Some? All right.
Yeah.
So would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? So for this kind of next part, I'm going to read you a few, like, kind of attributes or qualities or traits that some candidates or Congress may have. And if by each of this statement, if you would be much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely to support them, somewhat less likely to support them, or much less likely to support them, or if it makes no difference. So the first one is, grows the economy.
More likely to support.
Much more likely to support. Secures the border.
I see. I don't really care at all, honestly. All
right. So would that be like makes no difference, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. What about looks out for people like me?
That'll never happen. So it doesn't make a difference.
All right, makes no difference. What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Probably more likely.
Would that be like somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely. Yeah.
All right. What about someone who defends democracy?
Somewhat more likely.
Puts people over politics?
Somewhat more likely.
And what about wants to build Black wealth?
Much more likely.
All right. So now for each of the following priorities or traits, if you could please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. So the first one is, and I can totally read them again if you would like, and also it's a scale of 0 to 10, so you're free to use any number. So the first one is, wants to build Black wealth.
Wait, say that again. I'm so sorry.
Wants to build Black wealth.
What was my choices again between those? It doesn't sound like them.
Oh, yeah. If a 0 means that it does not describe Democrats at all, a 5 means it describes Democrats somewhat well, and a 10 means that it describes Democrats extremely well.
I'll say 5.
Protects abortion rights.
5. 10. No, 10. The higher.
10? All right. It's too woke.
No. Not at all. Would that be a zero?
Yeah, not all. You disagree. That would be a 0. So
yeah.
The next one is fights racism and discrimination.
5.
Is honest and ethical. Bless you.
Thank you. They're all shady, but 5, I guess. All
right. Is effective and gets things done?
5, yeah.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
5.
5. All right. So next, I'm going to read you a few brief short statements that people have personally made. And for each one, if you could please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means that it does not make you motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. And you may use any number on a scale of 0 to 10. So the first one is, as a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
0.
Ouch. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me, with a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35, and the senior's out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
3.
As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times.
3.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
3.
Same. All right. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
4.
4. All right. So now I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. And if you could please select up to 2 or 3, if you would like, actions that have made, like, feel the biggest impact on your life personally, like they have made the biggest impact for you personally. So the list goes as, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, send out $1,400 cash relief checks into the American Rescue Plan, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, or invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing.
Affordable housing and seniors.
All right, affordable housing and seniors. Perfect. So sometimes in surveys, people like to change their minds, and sometimes they don't. It's totally okay if you haven't. But I kind of have to ask again. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate?
And undecided is not an option.
Yes, you can, but I believe the next question will kind of make you choose in between both of them.
Oh, got it. Then probably Republican.
Republican, all right. So which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? So the first one goes, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
What was the first one again? I'm sorry.
We should invest in new businesses that jobs will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
The second one.
The second one? All right. So next I'm going to read you, again, a few short statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. And for each one, if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. A 5 means that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing reason, so it's like neutral. And a 0 means that it is not a convincing reason at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country.
5.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023.
5.
All right.
Maybe six. We'll give that one a six. Sorry.
All right. We all deserve access to good-paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, created record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that was it. Do you want me to repeat again?
Oh, okay. I would say four.
Four? All right. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
Eight.
All right. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in a black community. But Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit the hardest by climate change.
Four.
Four, all right. So now I just have a few more questions to ask you. These are just for, like, kind of statistical purposes. So how motivated are you now, like, after knowing all of this, to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
I'm still extremely motivated.
All right. How much power do you feel like your vote has to create change in your community? A 0 means you feel like you have no power at all, and a 10 means that you feel like you have a lot of power.
Five.
Five. All right. So now, like, kind of for, like, the last time. Yeah. Sometimes in surveys, people like to change their mind. So, once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
All right. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, if you could please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it describes Democrats extremely well, a 5, it's neutral, and a 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. And the first one is, it brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
5.
Wants to build black wealth.
5.
All right. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, 3.
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
More independent in thinking.
All right. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
More towards the Democratic.
All right. How would you describe your employment status?
Occupied. Employed.
Employed. All right. Would that be like full-time or part-time?
Full-time, yes.
Full-time? All right. For whom did you vote for in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020. Oh, that was Trump and Hillary, right?
No, 2020 was Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Oh, just kidding. I think I voted for Biden.
All right.
I don't know why I was thinking Hillary.
Oh, I think Hillary was 2016, I believe.
Ah, that's why. Okay.
Okay. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally ballpark it if you don't really know, like, an exact number.
Like 160?
160 or 150?
160.
160, all right. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Weekly.
Weekly, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Awesome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye.